always like to check with authors, especially first-time authors, people putting books together and finding out that they have a story to tell. Maybe we all have some sort of story to tell. And the story we're talking about this morning is called Cobblestones, Conversations, and Corks. And it's a son's discovery of his Italian heritage. First-generation Italian-American Giovanni Ricchitti joins us this morning. Good morning, Giovanni. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. You come from a law background. How does author fit into this? How does this sort of thing, how do you write something for the layperson when you're also used to all sorts of legal documents and that speak?
Well, definitely a different type of writing. You know, the story came about, really, the way I view the story, it's a story for the times. You know, with so much negativity the last few years, especially towards immigrants, this book is really a celebration of all the ordinary people who live extraordinary, inspiring lives. And it's a book about my father. It's a father-son relationship, and also it's a relationship between you know, individuals and their heritage and their ancestral hometown. And mine happens to be in central Italy. And you know, my father passed away in 2019, and on the deathbed, he asked or said, you know, hey, somebody should tell our story. You know, you should write a book about our family history. And as a practicing attorney, as a dad, I'm not sure I'll have time, but yeah, I'll do that. And never really planned, Bruce, honestly, on doing that. And 2020 came around. There was so much negativity in our country and so much targeting of immigrants. I thought, you know, now is a good time to tell the story of, you know, my father, who came at 21, short on his back, didn't speak a word of English, and lived a successful life any way you define success. And it just seemed like the right time to tell his story. And there are so many stories like his.
How did you were able to tell his story with him gone? Was he a storyteller through his life with you? Because sometimes there's things that happen in a person's life that they choose not to, you know, expose, or they feel is too painful to talk about. How were you able to get through all of this, dealing back with the time when the Nazis invaded the village where he lived?
You know, my dad was one of those fiercely proud individuals. He was very proud of where he came from, who he was, who his family was, and what they went through in World War II. So he was not shy about talking about their story. And if my dad told me a story once, he told me 1,000 times. So I'd heard the stories so many times. But, Bruce, they actually came to life for me the first time I went to Italy when I was 46 in 2013. So here I am. You know, somebody with a name like Giovanni Ricchitti, who fully identified himself as an Italian, and both my parents came from the same small town, but I'd never been there. And I did this trip with my parents, my wife, and two or three kids, and all of a sudden the stories had context and meaning and came to life, and I had, really for the first time in my life, a true appreciation for what he did and my mother did and my grandparents and all the things that they had to struggle through in World War II, and then coming to this country and living that American dream that so many immigrants do. And really, this country is built on that foundation of immigrants and their hard work.
I like the title, Cobblestones, Conversations, and Corks. Where did that come from? How did you decide on that?
You know, it was it's kind of a struggle. It wasn't my original title. My original title was You Can Do It, which was a phrase my dad used to use all the time with myself and my sisters. He used to say, if I could do it, coming here with nothing and able to achieve what I was able to do, you could do it also. But when you go through the publishing process, things change. And one of the things that changed was the title. And, you know, what I was trying to capture here was evoke the image of first off, the old country of Italy. And that's where the cobblestones come from. And if you've ever been, all the towns are just these amazing places with the architecture is so beautiful. And so I wanted to evoke the vision of walking these towns, which we did so much. And as I mentioned, my dad was a talker. The word in Italian is chiacchieroni. He was a true talker, and so he would tell a story over and over and over again and was a great storyteller. And then, corks, you know, conversations. We had so many conversations around the dinner table with great meals and great wine. It's really a celebration of the Italian culture.
Right. It's a very inviting title, I must say, in a way, because it sort of just, you know, it talks about food and conversation and sort of just a little bit of history, kind of says it all right there. Take us a little bit through that story, including sort of the time when they took refuge in the mountains. How did you deal with that?
You know, war is just devastating for many people, and we have this going on in Ukraine, and you don't really understand the impact of war that it has on people and the common people. You know, you hear just these stories in the news, and even back in World War II, the stories of the small towns weren't told. And so for my family, the history of my family actually, in my view, begins on November 11th, 1943, and that's the day the Nazis came into Consano, Italy, their town, which is in this rugged part of central Italy, which the Nazis were using to get ready for their campaign against the Americans and the Polish who were coming in through the south. They picked those kinds of towns because they were hidden and tucked away on the sides of the mountains of central Italy. And my family had a decision that the Nazis told them either stay and support us or leave. And of course, they could fight too, and some did. My family, my father's family, my father was 7, my mom was 4. They chose to flee. They didn't want to support the Nazis. And then they lived the next 6 months in the very rugged mountains and bitter cold and very difficult conditions. My dad used to use the word la miseria, which is misery, deep misery. So there was so much poverty and misery. But they came out of that when they returned to Consano in 1944. There was nothing left, and so they had to endure this period of having nothing. And you know, Bruce, you can make a decision at that point. You can, struggle. Or my family was very industrious. They were entrepreneurs. They worked very hard. My dad was not a person who suffered the victim or the fool or the lazy, and they just worked hard and they came to this country and continued that. And that's why the story, I think, is so inspiring. And there are so many others like that.
We're talking this morning with Giovanni Ricchetti. The book is called Cobblestones, Conversations, and Corks, A Son's Discovery of His Italian Heritage. You mentioned how your father would share stories through the time. Any new stories come up, or when you were able to maybe connect with other relatives, or things that maybe put it in a different perspective that you didn't have when you started this book?
You know, when I went there for the first time in 2013, I've been back many times since, going back in October. When you talk to different people about what the experiences they went through, there were some common themes, actually, that emerged. And those common themes were that there was this group of people that went through this similar experience that were tied together forever. And what was remarkable about the story is these people continue to help themselves, not only during the war, but after the war, and then when they came to the United States, they were a tightly knit community. And what I really appreciate about the story is that sense of community. They were there for each other, which I thought was a remarkable thing that we lose track of sometimes as well in the United States. There's just, we're so diverse and bifurcated in everything we do. We live in this transaction-based society as opposed to community-based society.
How did you end up in Colorado?
great question. I get asked that all the time. Actually, we had family members starting to come over after World War One, and they, the typical immigrants back then in Italy and in Ireland and other places like that would come. Typically the male would come and work and make money and send it back to the old country, or go back for 4 or 5, 6 months. So I actually had family members who were working in the coal mines of Colorado. So when they came in, that was a place they were able to find work. And after World War II, and going back to what I said about the sense of community, they were looking for a place that they were where they were welcome. And a lot of Irish and Italians were heavily discriminated against when they first came here. So it was a place where they felt comfort and a sense of, just familiarity with people that they knew. And so Frederick, Colorado is a tiny town. And when I grew up, you could hear more Italian than you could hear English if you just walked the streets of that little town. There were mostly people from Consano. In fact, my first language was Italian. I didn't learn a lot of English until I went to elementary school.
How does your next generation feel about this book? There's sometimes a point in a person's life where they're just living forward and they look back, maybe they reflect on it. How about the next generation, your children or the people that may be reading this book now?
Well, specifically for my family, this is their story too, but it's not only their story. It's, I think, the story of so many first generation, second generation immigrants. It's everyone who's been to this country as an immigrant has lived a story like this. And so my kids have all been to Consano and they all love it. And they truly connect with the story, and same with my sisters and their children. So they are really enjoying this process. And the amazing thing is, Bruce, I've since it got released on August 16th, not a day goes by that I don't receive contact from someone literally all over the world reaching out to me from places like, of course, Europe and Australia and South America and Canada saying, hey, I know this town, or I knew people in that town, or I had a very similar experience. And one of the amazing stories is a lady reached out to me from Perth who said, you told a story about a 7-year-old boy who was killed during World War II. And that was a story my mom had told me many times, and I tell it in the book. And she said, that was my great uncle. And it was just those kinds of connections are so rich and deep that I feel like if one person was inspired by this book, then I accomplished my father's objective.
It's fascinating that the connection that can be there with one person's story fills in the gap from somebody else's side. It's fascinating when you do that.
Yeah, there's so many connections that you don't really appreciate.
Cobblestones, Conversations, and Corks, A Son's Discovery of His Italian Heritage. Giovanni Ruschidi is our guest this morning. If people want to get a hold of this book and start reading on it as well or find out more about it, where's a good place to get that?
So it's sold anywhere online where you can buy books, or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, any place like that. You can walk into your local bookstore. They might carry it, or if they don't, just ask for it. You can also reach out to my publisher, Radius Book Group, online, or reach out to me. As you mentioned at the beginning, I'm a lawyer. You can go to my firm website, bhgrlaw.com, or find me on LinkedIn, and I can connect you to somewhere to get the book.
Sounds good. Cobblestones, Conversations, and Corks. Appreciate the conversation this morning, Giovanni. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Bruce. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. It's Giovanni Ruschidi again. The book is called Cobblestones, Conversations, and Corks, A Son's Discovery of His Italian Heritage.